Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley, the perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Who's this in the studio?
It's me.
It's you. You're back. Welcome back.
Now, it really is Gunners and Alley.
It is Gunners and Alley for breakfast. You're
not,
back.
It's not Gunners and Alley featuring Peter
Jackson. He gets to sleep in this morning. And how was your sleep-ins?
It was great.
I heard you decided to jet off and go to Bali.
Uh-huh. Did that for a week.
So tell me how that was. Come on. Tell me about your Bali holiday.
Every morning I'd say hello
every
to the...
Every morning I would say hello. Yep, sorry.
To the girl that's making the omelettes and say, Pagi abakaba.
Uh-huh.
Which means hi.
Give me an omelette. Oh, it just means hi. Okay, cool.
So, every morning, omelettes, bacon, you know, fresh fruit.
Yeah.
Fruit juices. You know what it's like in Bali when you go there.
You do look a little more tanned, actually.
There you go.
Now that I've glanced up instead of looking down at my computer.
That'll be the remnants of that fake tan I got before I left.
Did you get a fake tan before you left?
Yeah.
So you don't get sunburnt?
No. So all of the local people don't come up to you and think you're a newbie.
Right.
And hit you up for...
you take it way too seriously. Just say no.
Tedak bagus. Tedak taramakasi.
Okay, look. I don't need a lesson in how to speak Indonesian. I just was asking how your holiday was.
It was great. Now, I've been away for the last couple of weeks. I've got no idea what we're giving away prize-wise, but you do.
Yes, I do. Now, it's no surprise. The 80s are so hot right now. There's reboots left, right and centre. 80s is in vogue, that's for sure. And the Peel Manor House are jumping on board the 80s train, doot, doot, with a murder mystery 80s extermination night.
Oh, now, the murder mystery nights are great by themselves.
They
but when
are.
You add 80s music to it, what an epic night it's going to be.
That's right. It includes their amazing buffet dinner, an interactive murder mystery and 80s hits you can dance the night away. So basically, you sat there scoffing your buffet. Before you know it, somebody's died. You've got to figure out who's done it.
Brilliant.
And it's one of the actors who might be at your table. So it's
so
awesome.
Cool.
So
cool.
Much fun. And if you would love to go along to this, you need to play our Who Sung It competition.
Oh, I see. Who done it?
Yeah.
Who sung it?
That's right. See, I came up with that one.
Nice one.
So this is the song that you need to tell us who sung it. If you know what that is, then call up now, 958-11917. And if you don't know what that is, shame on you.
Time to give away the first of five double passes to the murder mystery night at the Peel Manor House in December. Good morning, who's this?
Hi there, it's Mick from Baldavis, how are you?
Hey Mick from Baldavis, how are you doing, buddy?
Yeah, brilliant, mate, can't be better.
Okay, Answer me a couple of questions. Are you a fan of the 80s?
Yeah, I've just turned 50, so I think you better wish me an happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday!
Happy birthday to Mick. Happy birthday to Mick. Happy birthday, dear Mick.
Happy birthday to Mick. And many more. Also, do you like murder mysteries?
Yes, I do.
And do you like food?
Yes, lovely.
Well, that's three for three. Now, tell us who sung this. So it's a whodunit night, but we want you to tell us who sung that.
Who sung it?
Cyndi Lauper and Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Amazing.
Brilliant.
True 80s aficionado. Guess what? Happy birthday. You're going along to the murder mystery at Peel Manor 80s style on the 13th of December.
Cheers. Thank you for that.
It's Friday the 13th as well.
That's right.
My birthday is the 13th as well, so yeah.
It's all aligning. I'm loving this.
It was meant to be. Well, good on you, Mick. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Random facts.
Okay, you're going to love this one. So Mozart, right, he disliked this performer called Adriana Ferrace del Bene, who was known for nodding her head down on low notes and raising her head on high notes. So he disliked her so much, he wrote a particular song for her to perform that had lots of jumps from low to high, just so he could see her head bob like a chicken on stage. Truth.
Mozart.
True? Yeah, it's true. How
classic.
Funny is that?
I'd love to see that.
How cool is Mozart? So gangster.
Yeah, thug life.
Totes.
Intransigent is today's hard word, Ali.
Ooh, intransigent.
I like the sound of that.
I do as well. Now give me the options.
Okay, first one is to bypass.
Uh-huh.
B, to pass through.
Uh-huh.
Or C, inflexible and stubborn. Intransigent.
So to bypass, to pass through, or to be stubborn.
Yeah.
I think it's C, to be stubborn.
Or D, a gentleman going through the airport. Intransigent.
But what is it?
Is that what you're going with, inflexible and stubborn?
I think so.
You sure?
Yeah.
Final answer?
Yep.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow. Because I thought transient means to be stationary.
Right.
And so I thought, well, it's got something to do with being stubborn, staying kind of still in the moment.
Right.
So I kind of went with that logic.
I'll put it in a sentence for you. Argue all you like with an intransigent three-year-old, like Seth.
Oh, my gosh.
He'll never back down from the position that he wants the lollipop now.
That was basically my life last night. Intransigent little bugger.
Well, he's yours.
I think he gets it from me. Do you know what yesterday was? I want to talk about this because it's hilarious. Jimmy Kimmel set aside this day in 2010, National Unfriend Day. So basically it's the day where you go through your friends list and you go, you know what, don't like this person anymore. Unfriend, or maybe someone's drifted away or you've had a fight with someone or you need to block toxic people out of your life. Yesterday was National Unfriend Day. Do you ever do that? Do you ever go through your list and cull people that have snuck through and you're like, who is this person? Delete.
No, but I probably should.
Mm.
And yesterday would have been a good day for it.
Well, it was National Unfriend Day.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, now you do. But I think you can do it any day. You don't have to stick to a specific day.
I find that a little bit rude, actually, to unfriend people.
I do too. Unless it's like someone sneaky that snuck through that you don't know, or you added them in a, you know, like a moment of feeling
in a drunken
nice.
Stupor.
Yeah, you're like, who's this person? Add. Yeah, sometimes I go through and I'm like, oh, do I know that person?
Yeah,
and then
you
I look and
call.
I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right, I do. So it's okay. They stay.
Listen live or listen whenever you want. Gunners and Ali Daily Podcast, 917thewave.com.au.